This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Enjoy the weather. I hope no one has any hail damage, because I've seen some people with some messages asking about roofers, so I don't know what's happening. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Do you guys remember last night's hadith? Anyone still remembers last night's hadith? MashaAllah. I know that Isha is late and it's close to bedtime, time, so doesn't mean that we're reading a bedtime story for you, Jama'ah. Huh? Expiation of the sin, but remember the example we mentioned? Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which one was it? مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمِ مُصَبٍ وَلَا نَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حَزَنٍ وَلَا أَذَنٍ وَلَا هَمٍ إِلَّا كُفْرَ بِهِ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. There is nothing afflicts the believer, whether it's something physical or something emotional, something internal or external, afflicted by himself or because of other people. Any kind of pain that we go through, you get reward for it. If you what? Endure that with patience. If you don't endure that with patience. Now, how does it look like? How do those sins then can fall off you with such a thing? The Prophet ﷺ gave a beautiful metaphor in this hadith. The people ﷺ, he gave a beautiful metaphor in this hadith. And that is hadith number 38 in Riyad al-Salihin. قال رسول الله عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يوعك. Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he says, I visited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was suffering fever, when he was ill. But basically, he was ill. He didn't say fever, but he said wahwa yu'ak, which means he was ill. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّكَ تُوعَكُ وَعْكًا شَدِيدًا. He says, O Messenger of Allah, you seem that you're suffering greatly. You suffer greatly. How did Abdullah Mas'ud recognize that? It seems that he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's going through pain that is more than the usual average person. I mean, when one of us, for example, may Allah protect you all, go through fever, for example, or suffer cold, how do you feel about it, Jama'ah? SubhanAllah, when you start feeling that your nose is stuffy, you feel that your nose is bigger than your head sometimes. And your eyes becomes watery and itchy, you can't even breathe, you feel that you're breathing from a needle's hole, and you wake up the whole household just because, you're sick. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had double that pain. And he had to endure double that suffering, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he told him, قال إنك تعك وعكا شديدا. I see that you're suffering too much, Ya Rasulullah. فقال أجل. He said, indeed. إني أعك كما يعك رجلان منكم. He says, I suffer as much as two persons. Like, I suffer double what you guys will suffer. فقال قلت ذلك أن لك أجرين. He said, I replied, that Abdullah Mas'ud saying, I replied, that was so and so then because you got double the reward, Ya Rasulullah. Is that because you got double the reward? فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أجل ذلك كذلك. He says, yes, indeed it's because of that. And then he added صلى الله عليه وسلم something. Because now, if he stopped there, what does it mean for us right now? It feels that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is getting double the reward, right? Okay, why can't we then go through the same pain to get double the reward as well too? Like, why can't we then get the same, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to kind of like ease our hearts on this matter, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, he says, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يُصِيبُهُ أَذًا شَوْكَةٌ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَحُطَّتْ عَنْهُ ذُنُوبُهُ كَمَا تَحُطُّ الشَّجَرَةُ وَرَقَهَا. He says, however, no Muslim is afflicted by a harm, be it the pricking of a thorn or something more painful than that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereby causes his sins to fall away just as a tree sheds its leaves. What does that mean, Jama'ah? When the tree sheds the leaves, what does that mean? It's going to revive, right? It's going to come and grow again, inshallah, and have fresh season, fresh start, fresh, mashallah, nice blossoming flowers and leaves and so on. There's always hope in that, right? Similarly, he says, it's like, you know, the sins will fall off just like the leaves will fall off the tree. You know, sometimes we see this like cutting so much, and then suddenly it's bare completely. And when you think that it's dead, what happens after that? SubhanAllah, the new season comes and all of a sudden it's mashallah, lush and green again. So the same thing with the believer. Sometimes we carry so much load, unfortunately, and we feel that this is it, we're doomed. And then all of this just falls off by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in blossoming again. So all of this is a cycle, but the Prophet has given us this visual sight. And obviously when you see the leaves, when they die, they fall off. Like, as long as they're green, they're beautiful. But when we start falling into the sin, these leaves start dying. But alhamdulillah, they fall off. And new green, fresh ones come back again, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that's how the Prophet ﷺ gave it that visual description of what we talked about last night. When the sins are going away, just like you see the leaves are falling off, alhamdulillah, they do so. And how often do they fall off the tree, Jama'ah? Almost all the time, right? Almost all the time, seasonally, right? And we have a lot of seasons, alhamdulillah, that can give us the opportunity to start fresh. Like what? Ramadan to Ramadan, Hajj to Al-Hajj, Umrah to Umrah, even Friday to Friday, subhanAllah, and even Salawat, the 5 daily prayers. A lot of good opportunities that will help you make all these leaves, you know, fall off and new one come out, inshaAllah ta'ala, to be green and lush. So make sure to renew your faith, renew your tawbah, and always return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even when you go through some difficulty, just endure that with patience, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for it with Jannatul Firdaws Al-A'la, Ya Rabb Al-Alamin. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Is there any difference between religious hardships versus dunya hardships? Well, the Prophet ﷺ did not make any difference as long as you go through difficulty. However, enduring matters of the akhirah is greater than the matters of the dunya, because the matters of the dunya, yani, this is just a personal thing. But for the akhirah, it's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely it's much more rewarding. So make sure to endure both, though. Both. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the Rabbul Alameen. I was waiting for someone to ask the question, Jama'ah. What if someone, mashallah, has evergreen trees? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Well, these are righteous people, tabarakallah. These are still in Jannah. But is there anybody in this dunya will be evergreen, Jama'ah? I mean, we can't. We're human beings. There's really no one just always any green. There has to be some time when those leaves should be actually coming down. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbil Alameen, from the sin. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.